Scott.
Yeah.
What's up? It's Tony from Life Crew.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Nothing.
What the fuck's your problem, though?
What?
What the fuck's your problem, though?
What are you talking about?
So you fucking try to do a show for us and you fucking cancel it.
I didn't do any show for you.
Just do me a favor and pass this message to your bald roommate.
Come on, what are you talking about?
Just do me a favor and pass this message to your bald roommate, Daryl Faggot, you know, nigger lover. Tell him when he plays Cleveland that they cancel the idea of playing Cleveland or anywhere around Cleveland because they're going to get fucking beat up very, very bad, okay? That fucking English beat fucking Thompson Twins music that they play is never going to play Cleveland, and they're going to get beat up very bad for talking shit about us, the people that are friends with us, okay? We're not like these little fucking faggots that are on Victory Records, you know what I'm saying? Who talk shit. We'll take care of our business. Just tell Daryl when he comes to Cleveland, he's going to get his fucking head bounced in very bad, and you fucking don't talk your shit either, because you'll get fucking...
What are you talking about?
Later, dick.
What are you talking about? Talk to me.
I gotta go.
No, you owe it to me. I've been fucking
with you
for so long.
You know what?
I don't...
You Buffalo kids can fucking suck dick.
What did I even say to you? I like you guys. I honestly like you guys.
Negroes, you like gays.
I don't know what you're talking about. I really... I like your band.
Music, they're fucking 13-year-old little girls kissing each other, holding each other's fucking slots, and guys holding each other's balls. We play hardcore. That's what we do. We take care of business. We'll beat the fuck out of people.
I don't know what you're talking about. Even
you call me up and say you want to do a show because you're friends with Daryl fucking bald fucking...
No, I didn't. I wasn't even doing that
talk. Who fucking is a faggot. And when he comes to Cleveland, he's getting beat up.
This kid who was doing that show above state asked me about getting you guys to play.
We don't want to play in Buffalo. You guys are all going to get fucking bounced. You guys talk shit.
I don't know.
Is Daryl there? Wake his fucking... What is he, fucking cock? Wake his bald ass up.
Tony, I don't know what you're talking about. 2 weeks ago, I went down to Mike Ski's place and got a tattoo of Mike Ski and totally listened to your album. Like, this is awesome. These guys are awesome.
Yeah, our music is fucking awesome. We're a hardcore band now. We don't play that deedle-deedle, that fucking square dance shit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're talking about. I want to know why you have a problem with me. I have never said anything about you guys. I defended you guys on the internet many a time.
Yeah, but you know what? No one has to defend us. You know what I'm saying? We don't need anyone to defend us.
I'm not saying you owe me anything. I'm just saying, like, that just goes to show you, I don't have a problem with you guys.
Yeah,
like, us and all the guys in the band, I think you guys are really cool.
You could have called me back and said, oh, the show's not going on. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't have anything control of the show. I asked the kid, this kid Brandon, who was doing the show. He's like,
yeah, you know what? I don't even want to run my phone bill and just fucking be an asshole to you. I just don't fucking like you. And fuck.
Why? What have I done?
And Daryl, believe me when I tell you, you could fucking take this to the bank. They will not play Cleveland. And if they fucking bring their fucking gay ball fucking goofy asses to Cleveland, they're gonna fucking get very, very, very really bad. Oh. They're just done, guys. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to talk shit. Anybody on Victory is fucking through. Birth Christ, you're getting fucking beat up. Guilt, we have a fucking girl in the band. How can you have a fucking dumb broad in the band? Hardcore's not for broads, blacks, or fucking gays. You know what I'm saying? Hardcore's a white man's sport. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how you...
Why don't you put Daryl on the phone so I can fucking threaten him a little?
I don't know. Why you have a problem with me?
I don't like any of you motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying?
What have I done for you not to like
me? You're voting for a gay band. They're like the Weezer of hardcore. They're fucking so dumb.
What do you mean a gay
band? They're rock stars. They're fucking shit. They fucking suck. They kiss ass. That's the way they fucking get big. Okay? They fucking suck. They're not hardcore. How are they hardcore? They play Weezer fucking Frank Sinatra music. You know what I'm saying? Hardcore is hardcore. Period. Cleveland, Cleveland's the only fucking city that fucking does hardcore. And you know what? No one's ever going to keep us down. You know, when we play, I'll fucking play Buffalo next weekend. Just like when Cleveland came to Buffalo last time. The singer Snapcase got smacked in his fucking mouth. And came to his city and smacked us. That's absurd. That just shows you what fucking kind of fucking band Snapcase is. They got smacked in the face.
I think there are a lot of cool kids in Buffalo that know what's going on. Like all the guys in Despair. I don't know.
Oh, we don't like them either. They're playing here this Friday. They got another thing coming, too. You know what I'm saying? They got another thing. You tell them they got another thing coming to Cleveland Friday. No Buffalo fan will play Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? So you just, you call them tomorrow and tell them they're making a dumb mistake to come to Cleveland.
I don't understand, like, what problem you have with them.
Well,
I mean, they're not even on...
They could lift these nuts, you know what I'm saying?
They're not even on victory. You know that their singer, Scott Foley, is like one of, the most, one of the most dedicated kids, like, that I know in all, anywhere, in any scene.
Well,
like, that kid comes to every single show, like, totally is, like,
hated Snack Kids
for, like, 2 years, because he didn't think that they were dedicated to the scene enough.
I don't have a problem with them. The point is that, you know, they just have balls coming to Cleveland and need Buffalo band. That's just, you know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. Daryl has been a known cocksucker. I mean, he's known to suck dicks on tour. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
he's not hardcore. Any person that changed their outfit before they go on stage and powders their fucking lips, that's just fucking fruity.
Powder their lips? Where'd you get that one from?
Dude, I hear rumors that guy's blown men all around the state. Dude,
shut up.
I swear to God, dude, you don't think I hear dumb shit? We were in Seattle. Oh, me and someone in the band caught him kissing someone in the band. So that just fucking goes to show you that they're fucking fruity.
Nah.
Whatever, dude. God, I'm gonna go, man. Just do me a favor and just relay a message to your bald roommate that if fucking he comes to Cleveland, he's gonna fucking leave in a body bag. That's the bottom line.
Tell me, I wanna make sure you don't have why? I just want to make sure there's nothing between you and me.
Just don't talk shit. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? I'm not 16 years old. Fucking, I knew you when you were a fucking little kid. Fucking, we always were friends. And then you fucking talk shit. You know what I mean?
I didn't talk shit. That's what I'm saying. That's why I want to make sure of this.
Well, just wait till the new record comes out. They're going to offend a lot of fucking people. And we don't give a flying fuck. You know what I'm saying? About being on Victory, who fucking steals money, who makes shit without our permission, who fucking is a fucking complete asshole. You know what I'm saying? He caters to fucking snappies who think they're going to be on MTV. Go fucking play your fucking hunky-dory music. They are so fucking absurd. They're not even fucking hardcore. Just wait till you hear our record. Just wait till you hear the new 7-inch, okay? And fucking, believe me, we do not give a flying fuck about anybody. You know what I'm saying? We play music the way we want to play music. But I'm going to go. Just tell Daryl he's a fucking faggot. I just saw it in the paper that they're coming to Cleveland in June. Them and Earth Crisis will never make it in Cleveland.